Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tonight's shir in Simon Shin Aleph, we are up to Sif Yud Zayin. The second line on page Pei, the page following 158. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Chigir she'eno yochol leilech below makil. So you have someone that's crippled and he's not able to walk without a stick, a cane, so mutter leilech bo afilu eno kosher bo. So a person who is a cripple is allowed to walk with a stick, even if the stick is not tied to him. So he's actually carrying the stick, and he's allowed to walk that way without an eruv. Avalim efsher lo leilech zulaso. But if this person is able to walk without the stick, the eno notlo elo lahachzik atzmo, just giving him a little extra support, but he doesn't really need it, so then it's aser. The Rama says, "V'chole she'omad mechol yodinu kechiger." A person who is sick, who's getting healed from his illness, he has the same halacha as a chiger. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sif katan samach gimel below makel mutter." We said again in the Mechaber, someone that's crippled that can't walk without a stick, he's allowed to walk with the stick even if it's not tied to him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Dekevan de'eno yochol lele klal below makel." Since he's not able to walk at all without a stick, Havele kiminal didei. That's considered like his shoe. He needs that for walking, and that's 100% permissible. And there's some very important notes on that. We'll see soon. Crutches and wheelchairs. I'm going to get to that shortly. Let's just first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see the notes. Sivkatan samach dalet. The Mechaber then said, but if he's esher to walk without the stick, it just gives him a little extra support, then it's usher. V'chein zokein aholech bebeiso below makil. So to an older person that is able to walk around this house without a cane, ukishiyotze lachutz nishon al maklo machmas tashus kocho ve'eno notlo elo lahachzegatzmo. When this older person goes outside, he leans on a cane because he's weaker and he doesn't take it except for some extra chizuk. But he really doesn't need it, because in the house he's able to walk around without the cane. Afal pisha gufo misnanei usr, even though his body is shaking outside, but he's able to get by without the cane, it's usr to use the cane. Tahave hamakil etzlo kamasui, for that person, the cane, the stick, is considered a load. Kevan de bebeso holich beli makil, since in his house he's able to go without a stick, so he doesn't need a stick. Aval, however, says the Chafetz Chaim, in his skin kolkach, if he's so old, the Iev Sholo Leilech Chalal Blimakil, he's not able to walk at all, even in his house without the stick, so then it's mutter. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us very clearly, if this person is able to get around the house, he's able to walk without the stick, but outside he needs it, he's a little more wobbly outside, but he doesn't really need it, it's a little extra support, so that is usher. But if he's totally weak, then he can't walk even in the house, so then he's allowed to use it outside the house as well. Sivkatan samachay. So again, the person that is able to walk without the stick, and he's only taking it for the extra chizik. Ukishadam holech b'makom sheyesh chashash yipol. If a person is walking in a place where there's a concern he's actually going to fall, machma sheyardu gishamim, because it rained, v'hamakom b'shupot, on a slant, it's slippery, it's wet, so there's a chashash that he's going to fall down. O shaholech b'choreif al hamayim haniglodim, or he's walking in the winter on water that has frozen, shekor and ice. He's walking on ice, it's icy outside. Umefachet shema yipol, and he's afraid he might fall down. Mutter gam kein lotzeis b'makil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's allowed to go outside with a stick. D'dami l'chiger, because he's like a cripple. Kein kosvataz. That's a chiddush of the Taz. We're going to see right now that others argue. But the Taz writes, it's very logical. A person who can't walk outside because it's slippery right now or it's icy right now, so he can't walk without the stick. He is allowed to walk with the stick. V'al-Yirabah kosav alav de'ein dvarim mukhrochim. The Al-Yirabah writes about this Taz, it's not so poshut. V'gam ba'od ha'achronim ra'isi shedaitum she'ein lahatir bazeh rak b'mokum she'esh eruv. As Zot HaChavetz Chaim, I've also seen other Achronim that their opinion is also like the Eliyahu Rabbah, and they say you can't be matir this unless there's a place with an Erev. If there's no Erev, you can't be matir it. So though Taz says an interesting idea to be made, the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out to be machmir, that just because now it's slippery outside, it's icy, it was raining, it's on a slant, that would not be grounds to be using a cane outside on Shabbos. Sivkotan Samach Vav. Again, in the same case of the Mechaber, if you don't really need it, just extra support, it's usher. V'afilu hu makel tiferes shenoso l'chavod. Even if it is a stick of glory, and the person is carrying the stick not for support but for honor, it's chashiv for him to be carrying this stick, it is aser. The afshu tachshit, even though this stick for him is really an adornment, as a tachshit, lo hutter lisa tachshit b'yado. You're not allowed to carry a tachshit in your hand. You might be allowed to wear it. You can't carry it in your hand. So if this stick is a stick that a rebbe is holding, it's a chashivas to hold this stick, it is not allowed on Shabbos. V'alkein mashe nogua chashuvin lotzeis b'makel shebiyodim. Therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim, that which some chashuv people are knowing to go out with a stick in their hands, asurim lotzeis b'hem b'shabbos chus la'erev. They can't carry the stick outside without an erev. Aval tocha erev mutter. But inside the erev, they can walk around with the stick of chashivus. Im noso l'chavod, if they're carrying it for honor, o sheyesh bo tzarech tzas, or there's some kind of other need. Aval below tzarech klav, but even if you're within an erev, if there's absolutely no reason to be holding the stick, it doesn't give you any extra honor, there's no reason for it, ikaz ilusa the Shabbos, then it's tamah, disgrace the Shabbos, you don't walk around holding a stick, and therefore it would be forbidden even within the Erev. Sivkotan samach zayin dino kechigeh, the Rama said, that one who is sick, who's recovering from his illness, has the same din of a cripple, hainu detalui gamkein em yochol leilach bimakil. It would be the same determination that we said before by a cripple, if he's able to get by without it, sometimes are in the house and he can't use it outside, but if he can't get around at all without the stick, so then this chole would be allowed to go out with the stick. So that is the Mishabura on the Mechaber and Rama. So let's see some very practical notes over here. Let's begin with note number 49. Va'af mishe yochol aleches lelo ezras hamakel merchakim kitzarim. Even a person who is able to walk a short distance without a stick, but now he wants to go on a much longer walk, he needs a stick to go on the longer walk. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, even though he can walk a short distance without a stick, he wants to go a long distance, that is grounds to carry a stick in Rishus HaRabim. Shelo osru lotzeis imamakel v'kadome elo kishiyochol aleches es osa halicha shebishvilo yotza below ezos hamakel. The halacha is, says Rav Moshe, it's only if the walk that you are taking you can do without a stick, then you can't take a stick. But if you can't do this 2 mile walk that you want to do for Tashlich, or whatever it is, Tashlich might not be a good example, because that's on Yantif. But if you want to walk 2 miles to visit a choles, it's a long walk, and for that walk you can't get by without a stick, so then, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you are allowed to carry the stick even in Rishus HaRabim. Look at note number 50. Umisha yochol aleches bekavayim, a person who can get by with crutches. The achshav yotzei l'rishus harabim b'makil. Now he wants to take a cane. He can use crutches. He wants to use a cane instead. Rav Moshe writes, shedino kemi she'enu yochol aleches klal. He's like a person who can't walk at all. Umuter loseis b'makil. He can go out with a stick. Kevin says, sof eni yochol aleches below a makil or a kavayim memelu mishamish lo a makil achshav keminal. It doesn't matter whether you're using crutches or a cane. If you can't get by without something, so use whatever you want. You can use crutches. You can use a cane. It's all going to be mutter for you. But here goes the chiddush. The umitam zehosef, and for this reason, Rav Moshe adds on shemuter lo lemisha zokul kavayim lemakel, that it's permissible for someone who needs crutches or a cane. The kalvachomer lemisha enu yochal lechas klal, certainly someone who can't walk at all. Gam lotzeis l'rishus harabim bekisei galgalim, he can also go out in the rishus harabim in a wheelchair. Shekevan sheenu mesugul lechas alo kavayim lemakel, since he can't walk without the crutches or the cane, nechshav gam hakisei keminal shelo. So the wheelchair is like his shoe. He's allowed to go outside and move around in a Rishus HaRabim without an Erev in a wheelchair, says Rav Moshe. V'chein kasa b'shal shivas or letzium. However, this is not so pashut. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that a person who can't walk is allowed to go out in a wheelchair. Me'idach b'shal shivas har tzvi, Rotzi Pesach Frank, toma. He's bewildered. She'ein hanidon don l'rayu. He says it's not a good sushtel. Sharechiger shaholech b'makel. A person who's crippled and he's walking with a cane. Holechu ba'atzmo alidei amakel. So through the cane, he's able to walk with his own 2 feet. He's able to walk with the cane. V'lochein yesh l'hachshav as amakel kenal shelo. Therefore, we could view the cane as his shoe. Someone who's crippled, he's lame, and he is sitting in a wheelchair. He's not able to walk using the wheelchair. He's not walking. Rather, he's moving himself around in the wheelchair without walking. Therefore, why would we view it as a shoe? A shoe helps a person walk on his feet. So a cane, crutches, they help a person get by on his feet. So says the Tzipei Zafrak, maybe that's okay. But who says to make the Sushtel, like Moshe is saying, that a wheelchair also will be okay? That's how he gets around. It's true that's how he gets around, but that's not how he gets around on his feet. And therefore, Meich Yatesi, that has a din of a shoe. So that is a major machlokas. Ubishan Shuv is Rav Pa'olim, and the Minchas Yitzchak Kosvu, Shelochore Yesh Lodun Shekise Hagagalim Nitfa Lugufo Shelhanocha. They say another story to be making. Lechore, you could say that maybe the wheelchair is considered bottle to his body. It's like secondary to his body. Umasik Bishan Shuv is Rav Pa'olim, Shemikomokum Ein Lahatir Lotzes Bekise Kaze, Ela Bimokum Sheino Rosh Hasharabim Gemura. Really, Lamaisa, you shouldn't be matured unless it's not a real Rosh Hasharabim. Virak l'tzarech mitzvah, and only if he's going out for a tzarech mitzvah, olamisha rabim tzrichin lo. So this is a discussion, if it's lageya, or when it's lageya, so one should ask his own shayla, but those are the tzadim, so Rav Moshe seems to say that it's mutter, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frag seems to say it's usher, but clearly it's a discussion, so that's that. Let's see one more note over here, and that is note number 53. Just to remind ourselves what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkotan Samech Dalet, we said a zaken that can walk in his house without a stick, when he goes outside, he uses a stick. So then we said he can't go outside with a stick because he can go around inside without a stick. So he doesn't need it. So that would be considered a load outside. In the last two lines he writes, I'm in the end of Sivkotan Samech Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, just reviewing it before we see an interesting note. Kevan de bebeso holech b'li makil, since he can go around in the house without a stick. Therefore, he can't go outside with a stick. Aval em hiskin kol kach di'i esher lo leilech klal b'li makil. But if he's so old that he cannot walk at all without a stick, then it's mutter. He can't walk without a cane, so then it's mutter outside. Says note 53. Umi sheyochol alechas b'lo makil. One who is able to walk without a stick, ach kesha'ola b'madregos, but if he's going up steps, o sheholech b'midron, he's going down a slope, Niskak lamakel, then he just can't do it without a cane. So if Nissan Karel it says Shemidivya Mishabura Halolo, from the words of the Mishabura over here, Yesh Lilmot Sha Usr Lo Loses Bamakel. Sounds to the Mishabura that it'll be usr to go out with a cane. Share Ainu Nechshav Ainu Yochol Alechas Klau. The Mishabura was very strong in his words. He says if he's hissing kokakti yeshur lo lelech klau, he can't walk at all. So just the fact that he can't walk up a hill, he can't walk upstairs, that would not be ground, says with this in Karelis, Lefidus Mishaburas Mashmos, to go out with a cane. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says on the other hand, he is Mesupuk, B'misha Zokuk L'makel Rak B'mekomos Miuchadun K'madrego, someone who needs a cane, just for a sloped area for steps. V'yodeya Shebedarko Yeolov Lavor B'osa Mekomos, he's going on a walk now. He has to go somewhere, and he knows that there are steps on the way, and he can't do the steps without a cane. So he's mesupik im yochol lotzeis imakel. If he can go out with a cane, so if Nissan Karelis was medak in the Mishnah that it's not good, Shlomo Zalman's mesupik about it, whether maybe that would be okay or not. But a very important shaila's over here. A lot of machloksim. Everyone has to ask his rav. We're just bringing the issues to the forefront over here. Says the Mechaber Vayter, another very interesting shaila halacha yudches. Summa osir lo lotzeis b'makil. A blind person cannot walk outside in a Rosh Hasharabim with a stick. Right? The walking stick that the blind people use, they cannot go outside with it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Samuches, Hainu chutz la'eriv. Obviously, this is talking about carrying it outside the Erev. V'atam, the reason is, De'etzem halichoso efshir lo leilech b'limakil. The blind person can walk just fine without the stick. The Eino Notlo El Yashir Psyosef is only using the stick so he can go straight, so he can know where he's going, but he doesn't need it for his walking. A person who's crippled, he can't walk. This person who's blind, Lo Leidu, he's able to walk, he's just not able to go straight, so he's using the stick. Therefore, Zakhtav Mechaber, that's Usr. A blind person cannot go to Rosh Hasharabim holding the stick. A couple of very practical, interesting notes over here. Note number 55. Seeing eye dogs. Ule'inyan suma haholech im kelav nechoya. A blind person who walks with a seeing eye dog, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, she'afal pisha balichayim nechshovim muktzah b'shabbos, even though, as we'll see later, and we're probably familiar, that animals are muktzah, dogs are muktzah. Mikol makom, kelav nechoya mutter b'tiltel. A seeing eye dog is allowed to be moved, kevan shu miyuchad v'omid l'kach. It's designated specifically for this purpose of helping a blind person walk, and therefore it's not considered muktzah. However, Elo shehistapik, for Shlomo Zalman's mesupuk im hashasheres shebo oches asumas akelav, the chain or whatever it is, the handle that the blind person is holding onto that's connected to the dog, ham yuedes l'shamish is asuma that's designated to help the blind person. He's mesupuk if that's nechsheves kamatsu elo. Very nice. The animal is not mukta, but is that thing that they're holding onto with the animal, is that considered carrying a load in Rishas Rabbim or not? So that he's mesupik about. But Rav Moshe comes out very clear. Re'eva Shalshivas Igris Moshe Shemutter. Continue on the next page on the bottom. Rav Moshe writes explicitly: it's mutter la suma lechas lebeis haknesses im kalvo b'shabbes v'yomtav. He says a seeing eye dog is allowed to be brought to shul for a blind person on Shabbos and Yotah. So Rav Moshe comes out that it is permissible. Let's see one more interesting note over here. That's note number 56 on the next page at the bottom. Ach, im einu makir klal es hamakum shebo holich. If the blind person does not recognize the place that he is, he's in a strange place. Ulalo ezra samakel vaday sheyipol. And without carrying the stick that the blind people normally carry, he's for sure going to fall. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'chein nirish adas ha'ateres zekeinim, on the Shulchan Aruch, shemuter lo lotseis b'makel. So says Aruch HaShulchan, in that case, the blind person, if he's vada get a fall, so he's considered he can't walk, and he is allowed to go out with his stick. Me'idach, on the other hand, b'shmir Shabbos kehilchasa, hevi sham me'iri yistapik b'zeh, he brings down the me'iri, is mesupik about this, v'kosov shalahalocha tzaruch she'elas chacham, if it comes l'maisa, hopefully it won't come l'maisa, but one should ask a shayla of a chacham. Weiter in the Mechaber, we're in Sif Yutes. Mishu aser ukevolim biraglov. One who is bound, and he has these kevolim around his legs. Pirish, the Rama says, kein tabos gedolim shesogrim behem haraglayim. They're like chains, they're like iron things around his feet that they can lock a person up with by his feet. Mutter lotseis behem. So he has these kevolim around his feet, he is allowed to go out with them. Says the Mishaburus, if katan samichtes, dinechshav lo kumo malbush. It's considered for him like a garment. Diderech halichaso hu kein. That's the way he walks. He has these things on his feet. Ubitelim heim lagabe haguf. They're considered nullified. They're bottled to his body. Shulavash behem, that he's wearing them. Velo chayshinen dilma nafil miraglav asi lasi. We're not worried. They might fall off and he'll come to carry it. Dimistama kevan da asarem. Because since he's bound up with them, bevadehem bechozak al raglav, we assume they're on very strong. Velo yipul is not going to fall down. But these things are bottled to his body. If you look at note number 57 on the next page, he writes, umitam ze, for this reason, about it being bottled to his body, hazokok le'infuzia, odializa, with a person who needs intravenous, or maybe dialysis, uletzorekach, and for this purpose, mashirim harofim machata mechuberes kolzman gufo. So the doctors are leaving in the thing for the IV, they're leaving in the needle into his body so they can put it when they need it. So Rav Nissen Krelitz says, shemuter lo lotzeis b'machaz u'b'shabbos, you can go outside to Rosh Harabim with this needle in you on Shabbos, kevan shebot lehi legufo. That's considered nullified to your body, and therefore, just like these chains around your leg are considered butl to your body, that's also butl to your body. Another interesting shayla, which we're not going to read the note, but in note 52, they discuss a person who has hearing aids, if he's allowed to go out with these hearing devices in Rosh Harabim. There's a shayla stam using them on Shabbos in general, but here he discusses, what about carrying them outside? Is that considered a bottle to the goof? Exactly, how do we view that? Let's see one more sif in the Mechaber, and that is sif chaf. Ein yotzin ba'ankatmin. What is that? V'hu kimin chamor sh'osim ha'leitzonim v'nira kirochev olav v'hu noso v'holech b'raglov. This is like a Purim costume. Those things that the person looks like he's riding on the animal, but he's really holding the item. He's holding it, and he's really walking with his feet, and he's holding this costume, looks like he's riding on it. That's what he says. Ein yotzin b'anak b'ankatmin. It's kemin chamor, it's like a donkey. Sh'osim ha'leitzonim, that the clowns make. V'nira kerochev alav, it gives the appearance that you're riding on it. But really, who knows? So you're carrying it. V'holech b'ragav, you're walking on your feet. You can't go outside with that on Shabbos. Very nogea, this year the Purim is on Friday, Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, Purim is on Shabbos, so you can't go out with such a costume on Shabbos without an Erev. V'lo b'ksharim, what is that? V'hem eitzim givoim sheyesh behem moshav l'kaf haregel v'huchim behem batit. These are stilts that a person stands on. There's a place for his feet. He's walking on stilts to get through the mud. You can't go out with those on Shabbos as well. V'lo b'frami. What is that? V'hem kimin suras partzuf. That's like a costume. Shenosin ala parim, that one wears on his face. L'hafchir atinokos, to scare the children. So all these three things discussed over here are not allowed to be worn on Shabbos without an Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin, ein yotzin be'an katmin. U'b'chol ze'atam, by all these things, the reason is, mipnei she'ein zeh derech malbush, these are all not considered a normal thing that you are wearing. V'im hotzi bazeh, and if you go out with it, v'chein b'kava kiteya hanizker le'el, and also with the fake leg that we discussed yesterday, you are pater, it's asr mid rabbanan, pater aval asr, mipnei she'lo hotzi kederech hamotzi, you're not carrying it out the normal way, it's a shinui, and therefore it would be only asr the rabbanan, but in fact it is asr, you can't carry out these things on Shabbos. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, b'mirtz Hashem, with Sivchav Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.